Next patient is Stephanie Louvier, STEPHANIE, last name LOUVIERE. Date of service is 1/21/13. Date of birth is 7/27/74. Subjective, this patient presents today with a new onset of positional vertigo, which began about a week ago. She did have an upper respiratory infection, but the dizziness began prior to the cough and cold. It's mostly positional when she turns her head laterally. There's no history of any head trauma. She did also have a lot of bruising onto the inguinal region that occurred and resolved spontaneously. No known bleeding disorder. She continues to have ongoing problems with her knee pain. She's eventually planning to retire from her work and needs another FMLA form filled out. She's not able to continue her current work where she's required to walk continuously for 8 hours straight. At the end of the day, her knees are significantly sore, and she's unable to ambulate and perform any activities of daily living until the knee pain resolves. New line objective, BP-124 with 70 plus 94, respiration 18. General, the patient appears to be in now acute distress. She doesn't have a positive Hall pike to the right. TMs are intact and no erythema, no cervical lymphadenopathy, abdomen soft, non-tender. She does have some peripatellar swelling bilaterally with full range of motion. Deep tendon reflex, plus and equal bilaterally. No pain to the mesial joint line. No pain to the patellar tendon. New line system implant, benign positional vertigo. I did do a hemoglobin finger stick, which was 11.9. We will do a CBC. We check for the bruising. Number two, chronic knee pain. We'll fill out patient's FMLA form and indication.